Since 1981, Dr. Chisholm has been a valuable asset to our faculty here at DTS. He is known for his integrity and love for the scriptures. He's published numerous times in our own journal, Bibliotheca Sacra, and he's contributed to several other books and commentaries as well. He's the author of two books, Exegesis to Exposition, A Practical Guide to Using Biblical Hebrew, and most recently, Handbook on the Prophets. He serves as the department chair and professor of Old Testament Studies. He's been married to Deborah for 29 years, and they have two children, Douglas and Stephanie. If you're around Bob at all, you know that he has to be a Yankee. And that brings a lot on to our faculty discussions from time to time. Would you join in welcoming Dr. Robert Chisholm to us?
Mark, appreciate it. Good morning. You may have noticed the homiletics guys didn't show up today. Word is they're having a meeting. I think they figure I'm either a lost cause or we're at an abomination. And they decided to take the day off here. But I'm glad that you're here. It happened to me, and it could happen to you. It already has. Here's how it happened to me.
When wife and I first moved
to Dallas in 1979, I began working on my doctorate. I also began working for the seminary as a teaching assistant. However, when the summer came along, things slowed down academically, so I looked for a summer job. And in the summer of 1979, I worked in a factory assembling Slurpee machines. The place was not air-conditioned, and having grown up in upstate New York, I didn't realize how hot the Dallas summers can be. By the way, as a cause for celebration, it's the first day of fall. Right? It's not fun working in an un-air-conditioned building when the temperatures are between 95 and 105. But when the summer of 1980 rolled around, I decided I was going to work in a nice air-conditioned office building. I got a job working in a big downtown office building. Well, I quickly discovered I was working in a woman's world. My boss was a woman, and the people whom I came in contact were, without exception, secretaries. Well, one day, a secretary, probably about 10 years older than me, walks into the office shortly after I'd been there. And I'm not going to understate this. She was hotter than last July. That's a line from the Rockford Files, circa 1974, by the way.
Jim Garner said that on one occasion. Anyway, I got to get going or we're going to go overtime. Well, she looks me up and down, gives me a smile, and then says to my boss with this deep, sexy southern drawl, which I'm not going to try to imitate. Well, what the heck? Well, I'll try. Oh, I'm so glad that you have a man working in the office now, and such an attractive one at that. I looked around to make sure I was the only man in the office. Trying to be polite, I smiled and introduced myself. And sounding for all the world like Scarlett O'Hara, she then says, "Oh, look at that smile. And I hear you are a ministerial student." I said to myself, how does she know that? But as the summer progressed, I found this kind of friendliness to be the rule in the office rather than the exception. And one of the favorite numbers among the secretaries was to come into office wearing loose-fitting clothing and to kind of come up to this table that was in front of me and sort of lean over, smile like this. Just inviting the lens of the mind to zoom in on certain areas. I always thought Whoville was an imaginary town in TV land where Fred Ziffel and his pet pig Arnold lived. But lo and behold, I was living in it. To make matters worse, my boss seemed to want to encourage me to be cheek among the harem. And in retrospect, I think they must have had a winner-take-all office pool going.